SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Hanging with you on a Tuesday night, getting ready for week two in the NFL. I guess technically what, Joe? Week three in college football? Technically?
Yep.
Technically week three. Even though it's really week four. You know, but hey, it is what it is, Joe. The main thing is that we got football. Three baseball games still going. Braves lead the Giants 4-1, bottom of the fourth. I guess you didn't get the over in the Brewer game, Joe?
No, I lost that. I lost.
1-0 Padres lead the Mariners. Thinking about the Mariners plus 164 right now, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks 3-0, the top of the fifth. As that is out in Arizona. So, 1-0 Padres. Gilbert Grape on the mound for them tonight. 4.5 the total there in the fifth inning, Joe.
Nice.
So that's what we got going. I was giving you the Miami, Texas A&M when we were going to the break. 45
you like
and a half.
Over?
Yeah, let's get a little juice there, Joe. I like that over. I like it. It's time for a little bust out for Van Dyke this week. Let's go. We do that, Joe?
Really? Yeah, I'm in on it. I took it because you feel strong.
I don't
want
to pull your leg. I don't want to pull your leg, Joe. I just want you to.
But I took it with some other things, but that's okay.
All right, some other things. Speaking of some other things, third week in a row, Michigan's laying like a just monstrous number. This time it's UConn. What a roll-in to start the year. Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn all at the Big House. 47.5. I can't go back to UConn, Joe, after this week against Syracuse. I can't do it.
That's why I would take UConn.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take UConn to shorten the game. I think they can at least keep
shorten
it within the
game.
That's what I mean. 47.5. 47.5. Is
hey,
the total
Hawaii.
For that.
Hawaii covered.
Hawaii was getting 52.5. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's only five. You
what's
know.
The total in that game in Michigan?
60.5.
So 50-10, you lose. Oh no, 50-10, you win.
Yeah, you also win the 47.5 if you take UConn at 50-10.
That's what I'm saying. 47.5. I would still take UConn.
Indiana,
I like South Carolina better.
Indiana 6.5-point favorites over Western Kentucky.
Love Indiana. It's my best.
God,
one of
I'd
my
love
best
to
bets.
See Western
love.
Kentucky win that game.
Yeah,
that
not gonna
so
happen. Yeah, lay in
not gonna happen. Is that right? So just not gonna happen. Forget it.
I just
done.
That's it.
Don't even play the game.
Don't. -6.5, one of my best
bets. All right,
bets.
All right. Cincinnati.
I'll give
lane.
It out now.
Cincinnati lane 22.5 at Miami of Ohio.
That's a tough one.
Texas State getting 29.5 in Waco against Baylor. Mm. Baylor laying 30 against anyone is a little suspect. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us tonight. And 52.5 the total in that Baylor game, Joe. Just so you know.
A little light.
Buffalo goes to Coastal this week.
So now they covered this line last year. If I'm
now
not
they
mistaken.
Played the game where the game was in Buffalo last year.
And they were catching like I believe it was 14.5, 15.
Maybe and now they're going to Coastal. And,
right.
And it's
I like Buffalo.
I don't.
I like Buffalo.
Coastal.
They cover. I know you always take Coastal at home, but I like Buffalo. They. What was the line last year? If I'm not mistaken, I got to look. I think it was like.
We'd
I think it was 14.5. I think it was 14.5. I'm pretty sure. If I had a bet on it.
You're probably right about there. Yeah.
Because I had
right,
them
Joe.
that game. And it was a 3-point game, right? They lost by 3, I think.
It was a close game. Coastal had a huge lead, and they yacked it up. So that's what they did. Coastal had an enormous lead.
I don't know if it was enormous. No.
I feel like they blew the cover. They blew the spread in the second half. I feel like they were beating them up.
Yeah, we were both on different sides of that game. I'll tell you right now.
I'm going to look it up now, Joe.
I think it was. I'm going to say it was like 28-25, and Coastal got the win by three. I know.
Let's see what this game was. 28-25. So you're right. There's another game I'm thinking of. The Coastal had a big lead, and they let a team come back. I'd have to look on their schedule and see what that was.
And I think the spread, I'm almost positive the spread was right around two touchdowns. And everybody and their mother took Coastal. It was like a 95% consensus on that. And I wound up taking Buffalo. And the game
was a back and forth game.
Yeah.
28-25. Buffalo actually had a late touchdown, Joe, with a two to get it within three. I'd have to remember what game that was with Coastal last year that I'm thinking of. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A couple more college games for this weekend to look at, and then we'll get an early look at the NFL lines for week two. We're back after this on CNL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hanging with you here on a Tuesday night on the grid. A couple baseball games still going. Braves lead the Giants. Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks. Et cetera, Joe. Is it still 1-0 for that Padre game? Still 1-0, I believe. You pop that
4-1 back up, Braves. 1-0.
I know, 4-0 Braves. I'm saying Padres 1-0. What do we got the Mariners at now, Joe? I'm tempted to jump. Mariners have been so good lately. Still 160?
170.
170. There you go. Well, I'm too enthralled with all this college football, Joe, that you're getting me through.
It's about time. Finally.
Now, your UCLA Bruins are home for South Alabama.
It's a scary game.
Laying 15.5.
Why is that line so low?
It's a good question, Joe. Why is that line so low?
I have no idea. It's scary right now, to be honest with you. And I know South Alabama's covered two straight, but something doesn't add up. What's the weather? I just want to see something. Whether if it's 102, I still like UCLA. I think they're the best team in terms of the Pac-12 this year. I'm backing them in a big way. Saturday going to be cool.
What do we got? Cool?
82.
Oh, that's
82.
Cool for LA, yeah. Iowa State, 18.5 against the Bobcats of Ohio.
I would be inclined to take Ohio after the emotional win. Matt Campbell being mentioned.
I'd be inclined to not watch, to be quite honest with you. That's what I'd be inclined for that game. Old Dominion getting 9.5 at Virginia.
I like Virginia here.
I like ODU.
They laid 28.5, 26.5, and they boat raced them. Was that last year or the COVID year?
I'm not sure.
I think it was last.
I looked the last one up. I'm not looking another one up.
I'll look this one up. I think they absolutely boat raced ODU, but I think it was 2 years ago.
That's a good blue collar team, Old Dominion, Joe.
I know they play solid defense. Team. That secondary was only giving up about 180 passing yards per game, and we saw Brennan Armstrong. He couldn't do anything. Yeah,
Old Dominion and James Madison, blue collar, both of them.
It was 2 years ago, the COVID year, I think.
Man, UNLV laying points at home, Joe, against North Texas. Rebs are back, man. UNLV's minus 3.5. Kansas State laying 14.5 for the Green Wave. I guess you don't have the same flavor for them this year. Last year you were on them every week, Tulane.
Who?
I guess you're off them this year. You.
It's not that I don't have the different flavor. I'm watching them, but I don't feel like they don't jump out from a numbers perspective.
Got a feeling everybody will run to App State this week after they upset Texas A&M, right, Joe? Under two touchdowns at home against Troy. Everybody's going to run.
That's a rivalry, too. I like Troy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I kind of like Troy, too, getting those points.
It's always scary, though. Troy was inconsistent last year, too. Can they step up? Boone's a tough place to play, boy.
Will Minnesota recreate the 30-0 beating of Colorado they did a year ago? They
get no,
30-0 they beat them.
Yeah, now Colorado's. Well, here's the downside. Colorado's dead last in the FBS, giving up 355 rushing yards.
They're an awful
355.
Team.
355. Their offense is terrible. Their quarterback sucks. I don't know, but it's Minnesota. I'm inclined to take the points.
Yeah, 30.
It's a power five team, though. It's a power five game.
They're awful, Joe. They're an awful football team. Georgia Southern off the win in Lincoln's getting 11.5 at UAB.
Brian Vincent didn't coach that game well last week. Dylan Hopkins did not step up. I was on Liberty. Man, it's tough. That's another tough one. I would go with Georgia Southern. You want to take Lightning? They got to be on cloud nine since knocking off Nebraska with Clay Helton.
That's a big.
That could be Clay Helton's biggest win ever as a head coach.
That's you don't think that's a little bit of a letdown for them beating Nebraska? Now they got to go play UAB.
Blue collar. I know.
How about Vandy and getting 2.5 at Northern Illinois?
I'm on Vandy. You know I need that game card.
This might be your last chance at the saloon to get a win here, Joe, this year. You got to get this win against Northern Illinois. This is it right here.
Rocky Lombardi
We start the SEC schedule after this. This is not going to be good for Vandy. You better get this win. How about an SEC team getting points against a MAC team, Joe? Think about that for a second.
Oh, I know.
That tells you the state of the Vanderbilt program right there.
Oh, will you stop? Stop bashing this team. Huh?
No, that's embarrassing.
You're just going on it because you want to see them lose. I know you. You think it's great radio. You like to poke the bear. I know you. You sit back, like I said, like Boss Hawk.
Everybody on Vandy.
He loses,
so far.
He wins.
A lot of Vandy tickets so far. Everybody on the Commodores this week. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, Carver.
I won't
Here's
play that
what I
game
figure.
For you, Joe.
Here's what I
would,
figure.
I would play the Huskies, but I'm going to stay away from it just for you.
All right, so hang on. Here's typically how it would go. I have two shots after this Northern Illinois game. Missouri, who sucks, and I'm going to give it to the rivalry game with Tennessee.
This is your shot. Always... You got to win this game. You can't even – if they're getting 2.5 at Northern Illinois, what do you think they're going to get even against Missouri, who's awful?
What about Hendon Hooker?
Yeah, Joe, this is it. This is it. Your boy Clark better get it done this week against Northern Illinois.
Clark Lee. Come on, Clark.
How's Terry doing this week getting ready for Bama with his 49.5?
There you go.
Tough,
you see, now you want to kick the shins.
That's a tough hill. I'm not kicking any shins. That's a tough hill for them.
49.5, and then Bama's going to be pissed that they lost. Not lost, but pushed. Yeah. Technically, they lost.
How about embarrassed?
How about embarrassed on a national stage?
How about this, Joe? Will Monroe score? Will they score in the game?
Three.
Come on. Three.
You know,
we gotta wait till later in the week. You gotta give us a team total later in the week.
Terry has played. He played LSU, got the cover. He played Kentucky the last year. Put up
points. Cover against Texas, right? Week one, he didn't cover against Texas.
No, but he put up points. So would they put up 13 in that game against Texas?
I believe so. 13 or 10.
What do you think? You think three was off the mark with Bama?
Man, 49.5. And they covered the big number against Utah State at home.
I mean, Terry would love to go toe-to-toe with Alabama, but I just...
Kansas getting 10.5 at Houston. Kansas is back.
What about your buddy? No, Houston is your team. That's your team.
Well, I can't have Houston lose this game, too. I already lost to Texas Tech. I can't lose to Kansas, too.
Joey McGuire. Bam!
I got Houston over 8.5, and I got him for 10 wins. So we got a lot. And I got him to win the AAC, so they need to get to work. Wake laying 16.5 against Liberty.
Love Liberty.
Oh, no, that's your team. That's this year's Tulane. You're on Liberty you're on Liberty.
But they got me the win last week. They can run the football. They're averaging 216 on the ground. They played very well.
Tough game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, SportsGrid Radio. 844-843-6879. Here with you on a Tuesday. Baseball right now. Braves lead the Giants 4-1, top six. Padres lead the Mariners 1-0, top six. Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks 3-0, top six. So top six is all around, Joe, for tonight in baseball. Okay, let's try to get through at least a couple more of these because there are some topics in football. Tomorrow night we'll do all the football games. There are some topics I got to get to, though, in the NFL as well. Colorado State getting 16.5 in Pullman against the Cougars. Maybe a little letdown after winning in Madtown. Although the Rams are bad, Joe. That's the one thing we can say there. They're not a good football team.
No.
So, that's tough. Well, we'll have to think about that one. LSU getting 2.5 at home against Mike Leach, huh?
Yeah, I like the Tigers.
Yeah, I bet. I figured you would. I knew you'd like the Tigers, Joe.
Yeah, take your guy. Take your boy.
I'm on Leach.
I know you are. Take your guy, Will Rogers. Back-to-back road games. Good.
Let's go. Here's a game that me and you talked about months ago. NC State and Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's right where we said it would be.
NC State minus 10.5.
This is it.
Now, here's the thing. I haven't been exactly impressed with NC State, especially that week one game against East Carolina.
And you haven't been impressed with Texas Tech. According to you, they suck. And they probably do, but
Suck. They got it done against Houston, though, last week.
With that game, I needed a bottle of Tums, by the way.
Yeah, that was tough. Look, how about this? 77% of the tickets and the money on Texas Tech.
I can't understand why, though. Why were they so?
Well, you know, also remember it's early in the week.
Yeah, but not only that, but 77% there. It was a complete overreaction because there were so many Holgorsen back. 12-2. Clayton Tune is coming back. Clayton Tune is coming back. Remember, Clayton Tune. Although my metrics say that Houston should be a potential Group of Five, Power Five competition. Please. College football playoff contender. They won 12 games last year. They beat Auburn. They suck.
Ohio State didn't cover the big number at home last week against Arkansas State. Now they have Toledo with a 32 spot at home this week.
Toledo's not bad. Toledo can move the ball. You want to take the over there?
60.5. That's maybe not bad. Although Toledo didn't help last week. I thought that they'd contribute. Wasn't it? Who'd they play? Oklahoma last week? Was that them that they played Oklahoma?
No, that was Kent State.
That was Kent State. Yes. Sorry. All these MAC teams, Joe. They kind of interchangeable.
Toledo's got a pretty good quarterback, Daquan Finn. But, I mean, 60.5. I mean, they could chuck it.
SMU, Maryland, a good game Saturday night.
I was, that's your team, Maryland. So are you
73.5.
Where do you see that?
It's the total for the Maryland game. 73 and at 7:30 Saturday night.
A lot of night games. I don't like these night games.
Sorry.
Can we get 3:30 kick?
I know you're probably backing Jeff Scott with the 24.5 against Florida this week.
I'm thinking about it.
Didn't you back him last year against
Florida? Yeah, and they covered. And they're 25.5, they covered. That's where Richardson busted the 85-yard run. You thought I was nuts. Mm-hmm. And then somehow they lost by 20 last year.
UCF, 8.5-point favorites at Florida Atlantic.
I think they crushed them.
Iowa laying 23.5. Joe, Iowa hasn't scored 23 points all year. They're going to lay 23.5 against Nevada?
What was that thing that was going on with the cameo? They were getting all Iowa coaches to
I didn't get involved in that, Joe. I saw some people tweet about that. I kept moving. I didn't really want to get involved.
Nevada. You want to take Nevada and the over?
I don't want to take the over, no. I don't want that. But I think the 23.5 is... I just don't get it. And I saw Iowa starting that stiff again at quarterback this week. Petrus. He stinks. He's awful.
Now, they don't Nevada's, have... Padilla's not much better.
Now, I know we're killing Iowa, not scoring any points here. You know, they played that team. They played that team the first week. That's a damn good team from... what did they play? South Dakota State the first week, right? The Jackrabbits?
Oh, come on. Damn good team. It's an FCS team.
I'm saying for FCS, they're a damn good team.
Yeah.
So it's not like they played the dregs of the FCS that week. They played one of the best teams in the FCS. They still should score more points than 7 with a field goal and 2 safeties. But and then last week, they couldn't score against Iowa State. I'm on a... man... Everybody's on Nevada, Joe, too.
You're going to lay it?
93%, 88% on Nevada.
I can't lay that.
All right. Pitt laying 10.5 on the road against Western Michigan. They lost to him last year at home.
I'm taking them. That's going to be a tricky place to play, and Western Michigan can run the football. They put up over a buck 41 on Michigan State.
All right. We're almost there.
Love Western Michigan in that.
My Roadrunner is getting 12.5 in Austin.
I'm going to take them.
God, I'd love to take the Roadrunners this week.
Your boy Sark. Are you a buyer of Frank Harris? Did you watch that game in Hawaii where it was tied? Going back and forth. Did you watch it?
I'm going to take the 12.5 with UTSA.
Me too.
UTEP, 2.5-point road favorites in New Mexico. That'll get everybody excited. Utah laying 21.5 against the Aztecs.
I'm taking the Aztecs. I don't care.
And you like Fresno with the 12.5 at USC?
I do. Love Fresno. I think Jake Haner balls out in that game. Sold on USC.
You like Herm laying 20.5 against Eastern Michigan late night at 11 o'clock?
I would take Eastern Michigan late night in the desert.
Wow.
Why, are you buying Arizona State?
No, I'm not. But I just I don't really want to mess around with Eastern Michigan. It's a MAC team going to play a late night game in Tempe. It just doesn't sound right to me. That's probably the one spot where you can back Arizona State. I don't think I can back the Eagles in that one, Joe. Can't do it. But there's got a couple late night games at least. And you saw the Fresno State USC game is going to be on Big Fox late on Friday night. Saturday
but it's
night.
A 10:30 kick. Oh, they want to get all the love for Lincoln and everyone.
Well, that's for the LA crowd at 7:30 there.
Right,
you get that on Big Fox. Get them.
I hope Jake Haner throws for 400. Threw for 360.
I'll be rooting. I'll be rooting for Fresno. No question about that. I'll be rooting
Road
for
Whites. Road Whites.
So there's all of your. College for this week. It takes a while to get through the college, Joe. A lot of college football.
Love it. Now, we're going to definitely have our best bets on Friday, but this is the early.
No, I'm letting you know where what we got this week and what the numbers are. Obviously, we're not making any concrete selections right now.
A couple I like really good, though, that I've already thrown out. But
NFL stuff, a couple of news and notes, and then maybe we'll look at a couple of games after the break. I can't believe that, the Cowboys are too much sometimes, Joe. And you know what? You either love them or you hate them, blah, blah, blah. If they rush that guy back after 3 weeks with his bro surgery on his hand, like, well, that's what Jerry said this morning. We think he's going to be able to play a lot sooner than initially anticipated. Yeah, because you know the Cooper Rush sucks, and you looked at the schedule, and you got a lot of hard games. Their season's probably wrecked anyway. They'll wreck it even more when they bring him back early, and then he gets hurt for the rest of the season too. That'll be typical Cowboys.
Bring him back. What is this?
But then again, we're not doctors. We have no idea. So.
Well, Russell Wilson was very good when he came back from the finger last year. What were they, 5-12 last year?
They had a rough year. They had a really rough year. But Dallas starts the Cooper Rush era against Cincinnati in the late window on Sunday. 7.5 for the Bengals, Joe.
Mm.
See, the interesting thing this week is you've got one, two, well, some of these lines have gone down, three. You got four teams, Joe, that lost in week one that are now at home favored by either 9.5 or 10.5 points. Rams, Niners, Broncos, Packers. All lost in week one. Now we're laying heavy lumber at home in week two.
I love Seattle week two. All right. I'm going to take the 9.5.
I think if I'm going to lay the 9.5 with any of these, I think the Packers, Joe, are going to slaughter the Bears on Sunday night.
I don't. I think it's going to be Cincinnati
He always slaughters the Bears.
I know, but I think Fields breaks out in that game.
You love this guy, Joe. I
don't love
this guy.
You know what? I see talent, and that's why I
love this guy. Fields. Yeah, I didn't even know that was the second time he ever threw just two touchdown passes in a game was this past week. I mean, he played a pretty good amount. He played a lot of games last year. They're going to get whacked on Sunday night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard tonight. All right, Joe, a couple of other things. I saw Hackett today after we, rightfully so, gave him the business last night for one of the absolute worst fourth quarter coaching jobs I've ever seen in my life. I saw him today admit that he regrets it now, that he should have went for it on 4th and 5. What a smart move by him to actually...
No. Let me just say, you know what? Where's his stones? He didn't have the stones to go for it. If you stick by your decision, no, don't second guess it. Have the stones to back it up and say, I did it. You know, because why? Because people are backlashing? If you're the coach and you thought you made the right decision, stick by it. See, this is what bothers me. Oh, and I know he deserved to get bashed, but where's the accountability? Yeah, I should have did it. Don't cave. That's it. Be a man. Step up. No? I'm just saying.
No, I don't disagree.
I mean, that's the problem that I have. Is like, you know, it's always after the fact. You know what I mean? It's always after the fact. You know, if he thought that the decision was, hey, we couldn't get it off, there was too much noise, all right, we took it, we lost. All right, no big deal. We get back on the horse, and we win next week. Although, I don't think his quarterback's going to like that. I'll tell you that. All of a sudden, he got the money, but he's
didn't realize... Well, the good thing for them is, as we just mentioned, they got a nice soft landing spot with Houston at home next week.
Oh, I hope they beat them. I really do. I do.
Who will be too?
Davis Mills. I hope Davis Mills comes out chucking.
Ah, come on, Joe.
Why? It can't happen?
Look, why can't it happen? Here's the thing, Joe. And remember this. Historically, usually you do get a lot of wackiness, things you didn't see coming in week number one in the NFL season. And then things kind of kind of get back to normal in week two. All right, you know, you know the Texans are a hump football team.
I don't disagree, but that doesn't mean they can't cover.
The Broncos are coming in off a loss, a bad loss to another hump football team, and now they're coming home. They should lay the hammer. Okay, that's what they should do. Lay the hammer.
All right. Okay.
I won't mind if they don't, because I'm, as you know, I'm fading the Broncos this year. We got them to miss the playoffs. We got them for the under. You know, we're going after them, so it wouldn't bother me. That's another team, Joe. 5.5 at home against Arizona, who looks so awful against the Chiefs on Sunday.
I don't think it's going to get much better for them.
Well, I hope not, because that Raider offense, if Mahomes was throwing the ball all over the place, I want to see Carr and Adams do the same thing against the Cardinals on Sunday, Joe. That's what I want to see. Same thing.
What's the total in that game? 51.5.
51.
Think we could get that?
Got it last week.
Why not?
Got it last week.
What do you think you can get out of Arizona? 17?
I think you can get the same thing you got against the Chiefs. Low 20. What do they have, 22? I don't think that the Raiders maybe won't score as much. Eh.
Man, I can't. I mean, let me see. Do they have any numbers on Kyler or anything?
No, there's really nothing out there.
He had 156 yards.
He was awful.
In the fourth, he was terrible. He had under 100 yards in the first half.
And that's coming off a game in the playoffs where he was absolutely pathetic, and the offense was pathetic against the Rams. You can say, Joe, that's two pathetic performances in a row.
Yeah. You know, not looking good. Well, let's see. They start 0-2. He's gonna hear the pressure as well.
Steelers got good big money. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you can't get big money and then start out 0-2.
No, I agree. Steelers got good news for Watt. Sounds like only 6 weeks.
Yes.
I don't understand that. I don't understand the Najee Harris thing, Joe. He had a foot injury, also messes up the ankle on Sunday. Now magically they think he's gonna play on Sunday.
He said he's gonna go. So yeah, they're gonna keep him. He's dead on.
Yeah, that doesn't sound promising, to be quite honest with you, Joe. And what do you
TJ
think of
what?
What do you think of the Patriots being favored on the road in Pittsburgh this week? The way they played in Miami.
I mean, the way they played in Miami,
back-to-back weeks on the road, everybody already on the Steelers. You know what that means, Joe.
Ooh. Patriots win.
40.5 the total. 40.5.
Could we get that over?
God. Steeler D was good on Sunday.
You know, I should have been 2-0 on my best like locks, right? Because we should have had that kick. Bullish.
Should have, could have, would have, Joe.
All right.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
At least I gave a money liner. I mean, you know. All right. So, you know what?
The total still upset about the bullet kick.
I am. It cost us a lot of money.
I'm not disagreeing. It hurt me. I had two good tickets that would have came in if we made that kick. So
put it this way. I would take the 15-yarder and lay him out just to lay him out on a kickoff. How about that? I would. Which total do we like?
Which total do we like?
The one that jumps out to me, and I know you're going to think I'm nuts, is, I mean, honestly, how does the total on Monday night not come in? Eagles in Minnesota. They're going to be chucking it all over that.
It seems so easy.
But the Sunday game, I think we're in agreement. We could see Carolina and the Giants.
I could see that game playing to the over. 42.5 right now. Giants minus 2.5. See, this is the kind of game, Joe, where we're going to find out if the Giants are... it's only the second game for Dable, but this is the type of game where if the Giants win a big game like they did last week, they would have a major letdown the following week. I'm interested if they come out and they got some juice, that's a good sign.
They're not going to be able to run, I don't think, on the front seven of Carolina. I think Matt Rhule, defensive-minded coach, Vrabel too, but I think Danny Dimes is going to have to do something in the passing game. Can, like, you know, get over 200.
What do you think of the Saint Buck line? Because, as we know, that's the one team since Brady's been in Tampa that they've had problems with.
I know. But Dennis Allen is the head coach. That defense didn't look too good against Atlanta. You know? I mean, you allowed that offense with Cordarrelle Patterson and Mariota, a bunch of scrubs, to put up over 20 points, 25 points on your defense, and now you got Tom Brady coming to town. Who knows? And he's only laying less than a field goal? I'll lay it with TB.
Doesn't seem a little... I don't know.
Fishy, I know. It seems fishy.
Fishy to you, Joe. I mean,
it does, but the history aspect, you're going to have people that take the trend. I'll just blindly bet the trend. And that's fine. But you know what? You're giving me Tom Brady less than a field goal against a Saints defense that looked atrocious.
So since Brady has gotten to Tampa, okay, the Saints have won 1-4.
Lost
both regular season games in 20, and then the Bucs did beat them in the playoffs. Lost both regular season games last year, including that. Remember that ugly 9-0 game? That was a Sunday night game, right, Joe? That ugly 9-0 game.
Yeah, Taysom Hill got the win.
Man, that is just, why is that line 2.5? They're begging you to take the Bucs, Joe. Begging you,
and they're gonna suck you into taking New Orleans too, and then you know it's gonna either way. If you're betting that, game,
I gotta wait and see. I gotta wait and see by Saturday who everybody's
on. But think about this.
I need more numbers.
All right, but think about this. You take the Saints, right, and you lose. The argument is, how could you bet against Tom Brady? You bet Tom Brady minus the field goal. Or the 2.5. It's, why couldn't you take the trend? You know that all they do is win in the regular season. I mean, that's either way, you're screwed.
I'm also not exactly a big backer of this Saint team either, to be
fair.
I'm
not a backer of defensive coaches that become head coaches. In the sense of, they start to lose sight of the defense. We saw it on the college game all the time. Bo Pelini sucked as a defensive coach when he became the head coach in Nebraska, and even when he came back.
By the way, I bet you they were wishing for Bo Pelini's record now in Lincoln. He won nine or more games every single year.
Bo Pelini
sucked. He won nine or more games every single year in Lincoln.
They do. Wisconsin rushed for over 400 yards on his defense. Could we stop?
Did they win nine or more games every year?
Yeah, he beat nobody, just like Scott Frost beat nobody.
Didn't beat anybody.
Well, that too. But
that's why he doesn't have a job anymore.
Well, that too. But you know why? Look at where Nebraska was in the pinnacle, from Dr. Tom Osborne to Frank Solich, who had that team at 10-2 and 9-3 every year, and they ran his ass out to Ohio, and they settled for Bo Pelini. And then Bo just decided to take the cockpit and dive it right into the ground. And then Mike Riley as well.
Mike Riley's the guy you need to point the finger at more than.
What about Shanahan? We forget that Shanahan, that hump.
God, that was awful too. Callahan, you mean? Wasn't it Callahan that was
Callahan,
there?
That's Callahan, that's what I meant. Callahan, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you forgot him? Callahan, Bill Callahan. Remember, everybody's All-American, offensive line guru, offensive coordinator.
For the first time in 25 games, Joe, the Lions are favored.
Oh, you got to go with it. You got to go with it.
Now, it was 2.5 yesterday. Now it's 1.5.
Who are they playing this week?
Playing Washington.
Oh, they suck. I hate Washington. I have a 35-1 ticket.
Games in Detroit.
I'm taking Detroit. I can't stand Rivera. I don't like Wentz. I love Jahan Dotson. Love him.
Dotson, I saw Joe, co-favorite now for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Get your ticket in yet?
No, I have every. I didn't think he would
have every receiver except Dotson.
Well, because of Wentz, and I didn't think he would be able to produce consistently. Yeah,
looks like it ain't going to matter who the quarterback is. My man gets it.
Well, I tell you, if Sam Howell is back there and he's chucking darts, then, yeah, Dotson has a very good shot.
I don't know. He looked pretty good with Wentz on Sunday.
Well, here we go now. We're giving praise to Carson
Wentz. I'm on Washington this week.
All right. Let's see how it plays out.
I'm on Washington this week.
This is a sharp play? Is this a guru
play? This is a do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's a sharp play? The numbers came out. Charts
numbers
and graphs,
are out.
Guys.
Yeah, they're coming out.
Already looking at the NFL. I can't even get to Sunday yet. If I had a bet right now, the one team I like in terms of Baltimore, I think they crush the Dolphins. I'm not buying
crush.
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 You think they crush them?
Crush them by 14 or more. Crush.
Wow. At least you got to play the alt line in that game.
Possibly.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks 4-0. Joe, they're going to the bottom of the 8th. 1-0. Padres lead the Mariners in the bottom of the 7th. Actually, they're going to the 8th now, so only 6 outs left for Seattle. They're plus 340. Braves lead the Giants 4-1. Top 7. Braves have a couple guys on. Tomorrow night, Joe, we will dive more into the Thursday game, which, of course, is the Chiefs and the Chargers at Arrowhead, which has now gone to 4.5.
Oof.
For Kansas City.
Oof.
That's
might
a
have to play
dangerous
some
number in that game, Joe. Dangerous number. That's for sure. 54.5, the big total. You looking to get involved at 54.5, Joe?
Not really, but I mean that could be the only way I look.
Props. So how about we do? Listen, I think that this is what we should do. Hold on a second. Let's see if they even have it up yet. Do they have the alt? Yeah.
No.
Mahomes. Yes, they do. Herbert 300. Okay. Mahomes 300. Put them together plus 324. Both guys to throw 300. You want to do that?
All right, that you can get me in on that. Watch it.
Both guys to throw 300. Both guys to throw 300 plus 324.
It'll be Eckler. It'll be Rojo. It'll be Edwards Haylaire. You know, it'll be.
What's the weather on tomorrow night, Joe? We'll get a full weather report from.
Yeah, we gotta get a Doppler.
Kansas
get
City.
Get the Doppler
Need the Doppler. Make sure that before we put this 300 yards apiece bet in, we gotta get the word on the Doppler. Great job as always by Andrew Torres. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We will see you tomorrow night. We'll go through all the games for week 2 in the NFL. We'll get you ready for the Chiefs and the Chargers, too. Cash some tickets. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.